of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. As you've heard me mention many times, that October is the month dedicated to the Holy Rosary. It's a time for us to be able to get in the habit of praying the prayers of the Rosary well. I'll also get in the habit of praying the Rosary together as a family, so that more and more the graces that come from the Rosary will be able to assist us in every way. It was, the name of the priest slips me right now, but during the 30s, 40s, and 50s, he had launched what we call the Rosary Crusade. And one of his famous sayings to get people more to pray the Rosary together faithfully as a family was to say that the family that prays the Rosary together stays together. That's how important the Rosary is. The meditation among the various points of the Rosary all come as a result of that. And so October is a good time for individually as well as a family. If you've fallen out of practice of either praying the Rosary or praying it well, this is a good opportunity to get back in that habit and gain the graces that come from the Holy Rosary. I'd like to talk a bit about the Rosary today, a bit more to review certain points of that Rosary, because it is October, and review of the Rosary is so important in many different ways. One reason for doing it today is if we're the Sunday that's kind of sandwiched in between two important days on the reflections on the Holy Rosary. Last Friday was the feast of the Holy Rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary. This feast was established under St. Pius V when the great victory of Lepanto had taken place and of the Christian navy had conquered, we'll just call them Muslims, so there's no confusion, the Turks, or whatever name they gave them at that particular point. But the Muslim armada that had pretty much turned the Mediterranean, they said, into a Saracen lake, that they had taken over that particular area, that even though outnumbered, as far as ships and all that, they were greatly filled with confidence in the power of Almighty God and the importance of praying the Rosary. And so together, and many, many people all throughout Catholicism had prayed for the victory for the Christian armada against the Muslim navy that was there. And they did, by a great miracle and work of God, and is attributed to the prayer and power of the Rosary. So that's why St. Pius V had established this feast day, the whole Feast of the Holy Rosary, so every year we would remember that even under seemingly insurmountable odds, if you pray the Rosary with fervor, God will bring to you the graces you need to help and assist you through anything, no matter what the trial and difficulty might be. So that's an important feast day. We've already passed that by, but still, it's still time good for reflection upon it. Coming up this Thursday, it's not really a liturgical feast, but maybe somebody where they will be. It's the anniversary of the October apparition of Our Lady at Fatima. It was at that particular point, that apparition, in which she spoke to the children and impressed upon them deeply more about the praying, the Rosary, later on devotion to her Immaculate Heart and so forth, things that we reflect upon during the month of August on the dedication to Mary's Immaculate Heart. But as we're talking about now during the month of October is what it is that we can reflect upon regarding her Holy Rosary. Our Lady at that time, or during the course of her apparition, said, remind the children, and they were telling other people, that there was the great war, World War I, was going on at that particular time. Pray for peace that will come, because war comes as a result of the sins of men. If men will pray the Rosary, then the war will go away. Peace will come. And she gave also, just by that, consider understanding, then, if we don't pray the Rosary well, then we'll still have a world filled with war. So, again, we're sandwiched in between these important considerations of the Rosary in our life. And just besides the fact that October is dedicated to the Rosary, just how important the Rosary is for all of us as a source of strength, as a weapon against the devil and sin, that God has given us this great powerful weapon through his mother to St. Dominic, first of all, to conquer the heretics back then, and secondly, to keep us strong in every way throughout our lives. I think it's amazing that despite the fact that we know about the history of the Rosary from St. Dominic and how it had been established to conquer the heretics that were there, that still afterwards, after that particular time, we see that the Rosary becomes in its importance, St. Pius V and conquering the Saracens. And then it seems like, I'm not going to say the Rosary disappeared from the minds of men. It didn't. It was still prayed well among my people. But it was closer to our time, from the time of Our Lady of Lourdes, all through up until Fatima, and maybe a little bit beyond. that more emphasis began to be prayed about the rosary, for us to pray the rosary together, the importance of why the rosary is. God knew, because he is God, he knows the future, he's the one who establishes things. Even if it's going to be evil, he allows it to take place. God knew the crisis of our time. And God is preparing us by all of these things from the time of Lourdes to Pope Leo XIII's encyclicals that he wrote, 13, one for each year of his pontificate, on the Holy Rosary, to encourage us to pray the rosary well, to give us a better background on why the rosary is so important, to look at all of these particular things here, and then go on to Fatima and other teachings from Pius XI and Pius XII about the importance of the rosary and praying the rosary every day. God is preparing us for this crisis that we're in today. So many times people have found that there can be trials and difficulties in their lives, but the great lifeline they have has always been the rosary. It's the rosary that keeps them strong. It's the rosary that sees them through difficulties. This is God's lifeline from heaven to earth in so many different ways. It's a simple, easy prayer for all of us to pray and to pray well. Fewer distractions, meditating on the mysteries, doing all of these things so that we can find in the Holy Rosary what it is as a weapon and a source of peace that had been firmly given to men and established in what God wanted us to understand from the time of St. Dominic right to our time itself. The rosary is this important for us in every way. And it helps us to probably see why the rosary itself has to be something that's going to be attacked by the modernists and those who work in every way to overcome Catholicism and bring to us something that's different in the teachings of God and the Church of God as it is. There are so many people throughout the world today who do not have the privileges that we do. They understand about the teachings and they stay away from the modern church and the modern liturgy. They call it the Mass. They stay away from it. They know it's not pleasing to God. But as a result of that, the decision that they make in conscience, they can't get to Mass every day as frequently as we can. Every Sunday, every day, so many other times, ceremonies, feast days, so many things like that. We have the comfort, the ability to be here for Mass and have that. They don't. But what they have found, that in having the Holy Rosary, praying that well, that becomes their lifeline. That's what keeps them strong spiritually, keeps them united with the Mass. Some of the saints have called the Rosary like a dry Mass, meaning by that, that so many graces that come to us through the Mass can in great measure come to us by praying the Rosary well. So even if we're not able to assist at Mass and not through our own fault, by praying our Rosary well, we can gain so many graces and unite ourselves with the offering of the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass and spiritual communion at that point with the rosary. Combine all those things together. Boy, what great power, what great blessings we have. And again, it seems that the emphasis that was being placed on the rosary from the time of Our Lady of Lourdes all the way up through the pontificate of Pius XII and the beginning of the modernist efforts to destroy the church, the words there of the rosary, emphasis upon the rosary, praying the rosary well, was there for us all as Catholics to know, for some people, for many, if not most of men, as ourselves even, the rosary is going to be our chief lifeline to heaven, the chief means that we have to stay in grace before God, have the strength that we need. Praying the rosary well is going to be so important. We know that. We see the plan of God. I mean, sometimes it takes you to be in the crisis to look back and see what God was doing to plan for things coming up through our time. We see the plan of God in doing that. Through that, we start to understand the importance, the power of the daily rosary. October is not going to be the only month that we're going to pray the rosary. We're going to be praying it every day, individually, as families. We're going to do all this because we know the rosary is that important. It is a chief source of grace for us, and we know it's not just good enough just to mumble words. The rosary is there. If it's going to be the source of strength that it is for us, it has to be prayed with fewer and fewer distractions, and we must meditate on the mysteries. Those mysteries, the more we meditate upon them, keep alive the things, the works of faith within us about Jesus and of Mary. In that way, this is how the rosary becomes so important for us in every manner. Again, like I said, the devil knows that. And so he puts some work at hand to try to destroy the effect of the rosary among Catholics. That if he could destroy that, he would destroy that lifeline too. He's already affected the Mass. He's already affected so many other prayers. And now if he can go after the rosary, gosh, what's going to happen to Catholics as a result? And that he did. I'm sure many of you, through friends that you might have that are part of the modern church, have told you about the luminous mysteries of the rosary. So now there's four sets of decades, not three, four, to be prayed. The luminous mysteries, established by John Paul II in 2002, 2003, somewhere around there. He had a writing, a document that he had written regarding this and changing, adding to the rosary these luminous mysteries. I don't remember them all. I haven't paid a lot of attention to them in a while, but it's something about the preaching of John the Baptist and so many other different things. Of themselves are not mysteries, but he, just like the way the modernists have done it, said, you know, with the three mysteries of the rosary, the joyful, sorrowful, and glorious, there's a whole period of time there of our Lord's public life that we don't reflect upon in the rosary. And so, well, we need to add these other mysteries so we can do that. Well, that sounds nice. But it breaks the rosary as God gave it to us. God gave the rosary through Mary to St. Dominic, joyful, sorrowful, glorious, and reflecting upon those. And even in reflecting upon the joyous mysteries or others, we can still reflect upon the great work of Jesus' work that he had done, even upon earth, and that three-year public life that he had before he was died and rose from the dead. We're not just limited to certain things. If we're accustomed to praying the rosary every day and expand the what we can meditate upon from what's found in the Gospels, well, we haven't left those other things out. It's just a trick of the modernists to say, oh, look at this. This needs to be changed. Well, you're right. It hasn't. Why come we haven't seen this for centuries? This needs to be done. But that breaks the rosary as it was given to us by God through Mary to St. Dominic and fortified by St. Pius V. St. Pius V is the one who added great indulgences to the recitation of the sorrowful, of the joyful, sorrowful, and glorious mysteries of the rosary. He attributes the faithful praying of the joyful, sorrowful, and glorious mysteries of the rosary, the great success that took place in the Battle of Lepanto against the Saracen navy. He looks to that particular point, and someone can say, well, Father, that's the only ones he had. Well, the reason why he reflected upon those, it's because that's what God gave to men. And who are we as men starting to think we can improve upon things by adding things to this? It's not to mean that modernists of their ilk have tried not to change it over a period of time, because once they can make a change, then it opens up the door like floodgates for more changes to come. St. Pius V is also the one who codified, whatever however you want to pronounce it, the Latin Mass. He's the one who said in his bull, Quo Primum, this is the Mass, the Missal. This is the one that will be offered. This is the Missal that will always be used. Change it, and you incur the wrath of Almighty God and blessed Peter and Paul, his apostles. He codified it, made it strong. This is the Mass that we have. This is the same Pope who made strong the rosary with so many indulgences attached to it. It sure seems like this change in the rosary kind of also comes as a result, tied to the destruction of the Mass, the Mass that Pope Pius X, or as well as Pius V, had codified. You know, it's in the Mass that we find so many things. But, you know, the modernists for a long period of time, especially with the Mass, they kept saying some things like, oh, you know what's missing in the Mass? There's something here. It's a neglect. We've got to fix this. St. Joseph isn't mentioned in the Mass. But all these other saints, Blessed Virgin Mary, our Lord, but where is St. Joseph? He's an important person here. And you get the ignorant people about it and say, well, yeah, that's right. St. Joseph should be included. The point is, the Mass has already been codified. It's set. There is reasons why St. Joseph is not mentioned, and it has nothing to do with irreverence to him. But along come the modernists and say, we need to change that. And so under John 23rd, the change has come, and it's the first break in the canon of the Mass, which opens the door to the Novus Ordo Missae that we got today. It's a terrible thing that's happened with that particular point. Once you start to change things under the guise of some, well, how come? We need more devotion. We need these things. Let's change this. Something that's sacred. Something that's been in the church and strong in the church for centuries. Let's add the luminous mysteries because we need to reflect upon the public life of Jesus once, at least once a week as we pray the rosary. Again, it's not to say that we couldn't do that, but in making that change, they break the rosary. Here's an interesting fact. In 1972, some of these modernist innovators approached Paul VI, the one who's responsible for a great number of changes through Vatican II that's afflicted poor Catholics throughout the world since his time. But anyway, these innovators came to Paul VI, asked him, "We need to change the rosary to add other reflections to it." He turned them down, flat out of hand. That's amazing. For as much of a modernist as Paul VI was, he would not change the rosary. Change the Mass, change a lot of other things, but he wouldn't change the rosary because he knew of its codified existence. He knew of the indulgences attached to it. Break the rosary, change that. All those indulgences attached to it for centuries are gone. I think you know that already, that if you, certain prayers to which indulgences are attached, that if you change the words, make them shorter, longer, whatever, because you want more devotion to them, you've broken, you don't get the indulgences from them. You have to pray them as the Church has given them to you to gain the indulgences from them. One of the things that when John Paul II established this set of luminous mysteries of the rosary, in the written piece that he goes along with this, he gives a whole new formula of what he is requesting of people to do when they pray the rosary together in public. It's almost like a liturgical act where they've got talks and lessons and things like this, some singing that's attached to it, and all these things. This is what he expected it to be done. They're trying to make the rosary this distracting point of prayer with all this extra stuff going on, just like they did with the Novus Ordo. With all this distraction, all this news and noise and things of that nature, to take away the sacred part of the Mass and the reflection that's supposed to be as we attend Mass. But they want to do the same thing to the rosary. Take away that great source of grace and strength that Catholics, even Catholics attached to the modern world, to our modern Church, who don't understand. They just follow along out of a sense of obedience and don't get it, but in the fact that they prayed the rosary, they start to understand it better and better, that there's error there. Well, if they change the rosary, there goes the grace to assist them with that, and then all they're just locked in to that modern Church. And isn't it so wonderful? Because in our day, we finally figured it out. This is what we're supposed to do. Change the rosary so we can pray better. Same excuse they use for the Mass. Same excuse the modernists are using for so many other things. Add St. Joseph. We'll have a devotion to him. And the interesting thing is, today, ever since the Novus Ordo came to be in 1969, if any priest in the modern Church tries to add St. Joseph to the Novus Ordo, they're disciplined for it. You can't add his name in the Novus Ordo. Oh, but they did before, just so they could break the canon of the Mass. Boy, how terrible these things are. Deceptive the modernists are. And if you have friends that are part of that modern Church, I try to tell you how wonderful these luminous mysteries of the rosary are. I hope you understand a bit more right now why we will never pray them here, why we can't be part of that. Because it is all part of the modernist intervention in the sacred prayer of what the rosary is. Oh, but Father, the Church can always pray its own prayers, change its own prayers. Yeah, the Church can. Church has that power, that authority from God. But understand, too, the rosary, among all the different prayers that you and I pray, the Church has given to us, the rosary is unique. The rosary is given directly from heaven, by God, through our Blessed Mother, to St. Dominic, to be used. That's the very great strength of it. This is the difference in the Holy Rosary as compared to so many other prayers. So while the Church can change the prayers that she composes, really, she can't touch the rosary because that comes to us from God. Tradition demonstrates that. So, again, knowing all these things, we understand the importance of the rosary. Like I said, it is our lifeline in this time of crisis. Praying the rosary well is so important for us in this time. We need to enlist the aid of those who are being affected and afflicted, or whatever words you want to use, in the modern Church. They're praying the wrong rosary. Oh, they may pray the joyful and the sorrowful and the glorious, but they've added that luminous stuff and it's changed everything, taken away the grace from it, and the cave-in to the modernists. Help them to understand those things. Inspire ourselves to pray the rosary well. We need it the correct rosary, the rosary given by God through Mary to us. We need this rosary for peace in our world and peace in ourselves. We need this rosary to be prayed well amongst us. We know that. We understand that. Let's be faithful to it. And again, help others who may not see it quite that way, but they should if they want to be faithful Catholics. Help them to see that error of the modernists, and maybe through that, they can see that change is not so good. Excuses for change are not right. Man, they changed the Mass. They changed so many other things out of these excuses because the Church just didn't know what it was doing all these past centuries. But we do now. Now, we're traditional Roman Catholics as we're faithful to the traditions. And that's what we have to help other Catholics do as well. That's going to be their safety, their lifeline through this particular time. And keep us safe from the works of the devil against us. Let's pray our rosaries well. Let's pray them with greater devotion, meditating upon each of the mysteries as they come along. Pray it with fewer and fewer distractions, more for the love of God. The rosary is that powerful weapon, or else the devil would not have attacked it. The rosary is powerful, powerful in every means. Let's have that faith in it as we pray it each day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.